Welcome to the Sportscast. September 27th, 2021 AD. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. And if you are listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. That goes the same for Spotify. And visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or you could get our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. You could get it in the Apple App Store. NFL Week 3 was another big weekend. There were some injuries, not as much as Week 2. We definitely saw Tom Brady playing in L.A. for the first time, and Pittsburgh is not doing well. I had a feeling the Bengals were going to beat them. Join us all the way from Western Pennsylvania, Joey Toscano. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. I was at the Steeler game. You know, the NFL is exciting. Most games are interesting, except for the Steelers. It's painful and it hurts, and I'm disgusted.
How would you summarize the season so far for them after 3 weeks?
It's a mess. Basically, they knew that their offense was not going to be good because the offensive line was basically completely rebuilt. So they were hoping to win on defense and special teams. But then TJ Watt and a bunch of defensive players got hurt. So you have a weakened defense, a horrible offense. And what you've seen is what you've seen in the past 2 weeks. Just absolute. I mean, they really weren't in either of those games. It's pretty pathetic.
And coming in, we knew that Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback, had a pectoral injury. Was that a factor you saw yesterday?
He is always hurt. He's always either talking about an injury. There are so many problems. Basically, every worst-case scenario for the Steelers has been realized. You know, the thought was, well, what if Ben's too old? What if he's not going to do well in this new offense? They're all coming to fruition. Ben looks horrible out there. He's making horrible decisions. But the offensive line is not protecting him at all. And he is not working well with this new offensive coordinator. So it's all bad right now. And I don't know if it's going to get better.
Najee Harris, what do you think about him so far?
He's awesome. It's a shame for anybody that has him on their fantasy team because, I mean, yeah, he did have – I think he had 100 yards receiving or something like that. He is going to be special. But right now with the offensive line the way it is, they can't run. And it's just a mess.
Anthony Price from the comments is asking, do you see a quarterback change this season, or you're just going to ride it out with Ben Roethlisberger?
It might be similar to what happened with Eli Manning in his last year. It might get to the point where it's so bad that they might bench him, but that's a last resort. Most likely what's going to happen is he's going to get hit so many times that he's going to get hurt, and that's going to take him out of the game.
That's something that I could definitely see happen, which yesterday Eli Manning got his jersey retired, number 10, but the Giants lost.
And they still lost. You can't win on Eli Manning Day at home? Come on, Giants.
Well, hopefully it's not the case for the Steelers when Roethlisberger retires.
Yeah, whenever that is.
Okay. All right, are you ready to recap Week 3?
Let's go.
Hold on one sec. Okay, here we go. Cardinals, a man named Murray has defeated the Jaguars 31-19. Jaguars are 0-3. Cardinals are 3-0. This was an obvious win. Joe, are the Cardinals, are you afraid of the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, they have an awesome offense. AJ Green and Kirk had 100-yard games. Their offense is doing great. The Cardinals kind of struggled in this game, but they still won. So that's a good sign for a team that when you're not playing your best, you still pull out a win. That's impressive. But also, Jacksonville sucks.
Jacksonville is bad. 0-3. Don't know if it's just a rookie thing or they got something to worry about. We'll find out. The Titans beat the Colts 25-16. Carson Wentz had two sprained ankles. He had to wrap them like double wrapped, but the Titans still won.
Wentz is a trooper for going out there and playing, but it's obvious that he's way too hurt. I mean, and the Colts are dealing with a lot of injuries. So, you know, kudos to Wentz for going out there and trying, but it's obvious that he could barely move. It's just a mess right now for the Colts.
And the Titans, of course, in their rhythm again after winning last week with the Seahawks, continue with the Colts. The Colts defense not looking good, Joe.
They're dealing with injuries, and you know it's one of those things. I mean, there's such a delicate balance with a football team. When one thing is not working, it kind of throws the whole operation in disarray. So, yeah, I mean, just the Colts need to get healthier.
The AFC West is in play. The reason why I said this, because the Chargers beat the Chiefs yesterday in Kansas City. What a win. What a win. Maybe the biggest game of the day yesterday. Justin Herbert, 281 yards. What a win by the Chargers.
Every week we keep saying Justin Herbert is the real deal. And every week we say, what is wrong with the Chargers? They somehow find a way to lose. Well, they grew up today. They found a way to win. The Chiefs, I don't know if they're in trouble. Their defense might be too bad for them to be a Super Bowl contender. They have statistically the worst rushing defense right now.
Mike Williams, 122 yards, wide receiver for the Chargers. What a win by the Chargers. The AFC West is open. Broncos are 3-0. Raiders are 3-0. But we'll discuss AFC West a little bit later in the show. The Saints defeated the New England Patriots in New England, 28-13. Mac Jones had a good game, almost 300 yards, but Winston had 128 yards. The Saints are back after a loss. They're 2-1, looking good for New Orleans.
New Orleans is going to try to win with a strong running game and a very good defense. I think that's their template, and hopefully limit Jameis Winston into the things he needs to do, because yes, he could be good, but he could also be bad. So just limit what he does. I mean, he got lucky. There was that one throw he just threw up there, and the wide receiver just happened to catch it. That could have been a disaster. So, that's the Saints' template for winning. And New England, they're young. So, I mean, this is kind of a smack in the face to them that you're not in the AFC East anymore, or you're not playing an AFC East team again.
Panic button for the Patriots?
No, they're just, this is just, you know, growing pains. You know, who knows? Who knows what the Patriots actually are? You know, it's just, you know, you have a young quarterback, so you're just going to have to deal with the growing pains.
Falcons defeated the Giants 17-14 in Meadowlands. Of course, Eli Manning's jersey got retired yesterday. A late kick by Young Ho Koo, 40-yard field goal. The Giants' struggles still continue, Joe.
I don't know what's wrong with the Giants. I mean, they almost beat Washington, but then this happens. They can't win at home against a bad team on a day where they should be emotionally pumped up because it's Eli Manning's retirement. The Giants are in big trouble.
Matt Ryan had 243 yards for the Giants. Saquon Barkley had his first touchdown since coming back. Quarterback Daniel Jones had a good run for a two-point conversion, so they need to put it together. They've been losing these games pretty, small margins, but still, a loss is a loss.
This is unacceptable. Atlanta's not good, and you're at home. there's no excuse for this. Giants are, they're just in bad shape.
Now we know who's the worst team in the NFL. Perhaps.
Ooh, that's tough. Either Giants, Jets, or maybe Steelers. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about the Steelers. But the Bengals, a young Joe Burrow came, exercised his demons in Pittsburgh on Sunday, defeated the Steelers 24-10. Is this the future of the AFC North?
Yes. Joe Burrow looked really good, and he already has a magical connection to Ja'Marr Chase. Look out. We're talking between, you know, you got Josh Allen and Diggs in Buffalo. You have Kyler Murray and Hopkins in Arizona. And now you have Burrow and Chase in Cincinnati. These two are going to be a deadly connection for a long time.
Chase was the right draft pick by the Bengals. Good job. It is definitely the draft pick is paying dividends. Ravens defeated the Lions 19-17. Justin Tucker, 66-yard field goal. I believe it was a record. He said before the game he practiced for 65 yards three times. He missed it. In the game, he made the 66 with a bounce. Joe, what's going on with the Ravens?
This was the play of the day. This is absolutely unbelievable. I cannot believe this happened. I feel for the Lions, but my goodness. Basically, this was just a giant trap game for the Ravens. They beat the Chiefs last week. You know, they had that emotional high. Now they're coming down. This is a typical trap game, and they still managed to win. Lamar Jackson and Justin Tucker, they're just putting the team on their back.
Justin Tucker may be considered the greatest field goal kicker of all time. We'll see what happens. Washington Bills. Bills exposed the Washington defense. Everyone overhyping Washington defense. No, Bills scored 43-21. Josh Allen, unbelievable. Now, this might be his best game so far this season. People were asking, hey, where's Josh Allen? He even said, I'm having a horrible start. 358 yards. Joe, Bills are AFC East champs after this game.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. The first couple games, Josh Allen looked shaky, and he was awesome today. He is back on track. The Bills offense is back to being unstoppable, and they're just going to win a lot of games. But Washington, like you said, you're the vaunted Washington defense. Chase Young hasn't done anything this season. He has zero sacks, hasn't forced turnovers. This wonderful defensive line, they had zero sacks yesterday. They're just overhyped.
The hype is dying off. Another hype is going on in Denver, beating the Jets 26-0. Denver Broncos are 3-0 for the first time in years. Joe, is this overhype? Is this what's going on here?
They have the winning formula, and the you know, kind of like with the Saints, have a strong running game, a great defense, and just hope to win with good enough offense. And Teddy Bridgewater is coming through for them, and they have a strong running attack. They just added Javonte Williams, combined him with Gordon, and hey, it's working for them.
Or it has to be an easy schedule.
Well, it doesn't get much. The only way it gets worse than the Jets is if they play the Giants. So, yes, easy schedule. We'll see what they do against good teams. But still, they're looking really good.
Looking good. Teddy Bridgewater, 235 yards. So far, so good for this young lad. Overtime game of the day. Raiders beat the Dolphins 31-28. Jacoby Brissett had a good game. Raiders winning at home. Is there a lot of tell with this game?
I'm not sure. I mean, what are the Dolphins going to do without Tua? They weren't that great with him. I mean, you know, the jury is still out on Tua, but yeah, Jacoby Brissett looked okay. But I think still they're in a little bit of trouble. But the Raiders, hey,
they're 3-0, Joe.
They're doing it. So, you know, this is This is the second team since overtime was instituted to start the season 3-0 with two wins in overtime. So, you know, I don't know if they're getting lucky, but hey, they're finding ways to win.
It could have been a tie, but Carlson kicked the 22-yard field goal with seconds remaining in overtime to seal the victory for the Raiders. Good job for the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Broncos. The Chiefs are a little bit there in that bottom half of the AFC West. So we'll see what happens in that division. The Vikings get their revenge game against the Seahawks, beating them. What a game for Kirk Cousins. Seahawks, tough schedule, but hey, the Vikings are in it to win it.
They are a couple plays away from being 3-0. They're a fumble and a missed field goal from being 3-0. So Cousins is... He started the season on fire. 8 touchdowns, almost 1,000 yards, 0 interceptions, hardly getting sacked. Cousins is on fire right now. And the Vikings did not have Cook, and they still kept rolling. So they're running on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, that was one like the big news before the game. Dalvin Cook not playing. But the Vikings figured out a way to win. And, of course, Seahawks, like Joe was saying, you know, close games. But, hey, you're going to have to deal with the cards you're dealt with. You got to play with the cards you're dealt with. So it is what it is. The Bucks and Rams, what energy. I saw this game live, not in person, but at a bar. Bucks lost against the Rams 34-24. Tom Brady's first game in L.A., I believe Gronk got injured, and there was a few other injuries. But, hey, the Rams, how about it? Matt Stafford to Kupp. That is a new duo now in the NFL.
So happy for Matthew Stafford. I mean, he was stuck in Detroit for all those years. He never got a big game. He said he wants to play in big games. Now he's in them, and look what he's doing. Rams, I'm saying right now, are number one team, Super Bowl contender. They're just looking unstoppable right now.
Anthony Price says that Brady noticed he cannot win without a defense.
people call Brady like the luckiest player ever. He's just, you know, it's all luck with him, and he's just in always in favorable situations.
Same for his personal life.
There you go. So I mean, we'll see. I mean, the Bucks were they were a bit shorthanded. They had some injuries and illnesses and things like that, and they have a problem at cornerback. But I mean, they're still good.
Last night, Packers 2 wins in a row defeated the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers, hey, that long hair is working out for him. But hey, the Packers are back at it after that first terrible loss.
After that loss, people said, Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. He just wants to host Jeopardy. He doesn't really care. He hates the Packers. Look at him last night. He's leading them on a game-winning drive. He's cheering like crazy. That was all a bunch of bunk. such a fun game. Just such a fun game. 30 seconds left, no timeouts, and they just drive down the field like it was nothing. That's why you love the NFL.
Sunday Night Football was awesome. The whole day yesterday was pretty good, and tonight we got more coming up in the plate. Of course, we'll predict that game a little bit later. But so far, let's read out the standings. AFC East, the Bills are first, then Miami, then New England, then the Jets. That looks pretty obvious. Obviously, that second place spot, it's either Miami or New England. Not really sure. Can't really tell who is that number two, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Miami before the season was considered a playoff contender, and we didn't really know what the Patriots were going to do. So, and we still don't know with both of those teams what we really have with them.
The North, Bengals are looking good. The Ravens a little shaky, but hanging in there. The Browns 2-1. Steelers last 1-2, which I haven't seen that in a while. The North is still up for grabs, though, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to say right now it's a two-horse race between the Ravens and the Browns. The Ravens just have a lot of injuries, so we'll see if they can overcome all those. They've done it so far. Browns looking really solid, and Bengals are sneaky good. You know, they might have arrived, and they probably have a weak schedule, so they're going to be a contender. And then the Steelers just quit.
It seems like you gave up on them, but hey,
we're done.
Mason Rudolph is available. So
tank for next year.
South of AFC, Tennessee Titans, Houston Texans at second. I didn't see that coming. Colts at third, then the Jaguars. It's going to be Tennessee for sure. That second place spot, I don't see much significance in that, to be honest.
It's all Titans. I mean, maybe the Colts were going to do something, but they are in big trouble with all their injuries. So it's the Titans division to lose.
What would you tell if you were head coach of the Colts? Would you tell Carson, hey, just, you know, dude, just take a chill pill, you know, take a few weeks off? Or if he really wanted to play, would you let him play?
That's tough. You know, at what point do you say, you know, you being in there is more of a
hazard.
Yeah, a hazard than actually, you know, not being in there. But I don't think his backup is very good. So I think it's that rookie. So, you know, they're never going to say, hey, just sit out. It's like if you're medically cleared to play, you got to go in there.
What is it with Wentz? I just don't know. I don't know.
We don't even know. Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know. I mean, obviously it failed in Philadelphia, and now it's like, well, he's on a new team, change of scenery. But, you know, I mean, the dude could barely walk, so we really don't know.
I know. Two sprained ankles? I've never seen anything like it.
It's tough. Yeah, anytime that you have one sprained ankle, it's a hard time. If you have two of them, like, I don't know if you could even move around at all.
AFC West, Raiders are first, then the Broncos, then the Chargers, then the Chiefs are last. But hey, it's only 3 weeks, Joe.
But still, tough division. Those are all four good teams. The Broncos are a bit of a surprise. I did not think they would be that good. The Chargers were everybody's cute little pick to be good. But the Chiefs, they're kind of in trouble. You have to have some kind of defense, and their defense is awful.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of tell. You need a defense, of course, to make it happen in this league. Let's go to the NFC East, which everyone wants to skip, but we're not. We're going to talk about it. Eagles are first. The Cowboys are second. They're 1-1, of course. Tonight will determine. Actually, tonight's game could determine who's the best team in the NFC East, Joe, you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, right now it looks like a two-horse race. The Eagles, I did not expect to be as good. Jalen Hurts, people keep discounting him, and he keeps coming through. So this is basically for the division, because it's going to be between the Cowboys and the Eagles. So, you know, we've Washington, they're not doing anything, and God bless the Giants. But so it's really just between the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Now, would things look different once Fitzpatrick comes back, or like Heinicke?
You know, it's early. So, Heinicke is not the guy. Fitzpatrick might do some things.
throwing.
But the thing is, with Washington, you know, they're supposed to have this awesome defense. And right now, it's not working. So, maybe they could come back from that. But right now, it's just not working.
And, yeah, it's for sure. I agree with Joe. Definitely Cowboys and Eagles. NFC North, Packers, Bears, Vikings and Lions. The Bears with Justin Fields, I'm not sold yet, but he's young. He's a rookie, right?
The problem is, yeah, he's a rookie. It's tough. It's tough to throw a rookie in when they're not ready. And it's clearly he is not ready. He was thrown in there against the Browns and just got destroyed. We'll see. But the other thing is that their coach – like is still pretending that Dalton's in there, and they're not doing things to accentuate Fields' play, like his running. So it's a bad situation in Chicago.
Interesting. North, I think the Packers are good, are definitely looking good there. South of the NFC, Carolina Panthers, Buccaneers, Saints, and Falcons. I'm reading this. The Panthers are 3-0 in their first place, and Sam Darnold is playing pretty good.
It's they're dealing with some injuries, though. McCaffrey got hurt, and they got another injury on Thursday night, so that might hurt them a little bit. But yeah, so, the Panthers are the surprise team, just like the Broncos. It's like, well, you just need, you know, let's see what you do with your quarterback. Darnold is coming through. Basically, everybody that just gets the heck away from either the Jets or Adam Gates does well. So Darnold is doing well. The Panthers have a very good defense and, you know, surprise. So, yeah, NFC South could be really interesting. We'll see what the Saints do. I thought they weren't going to be good, but they're going to do something. So.
They're looking decent.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, speaking about the Panthers, Jaguars trade Henderson to the Panthers for tight end Dan Arnold. How much significant is CJ Henderson going to bring to Carolina?
I think they traded Dan Arnold because they have a Sam Darnold, and Darnold to Arnold just got way too confusing. So it's like, let's just get rid of this guy.
I agree. That's what I was thinking when I saw the news. The South is, I think it's the Bucks, to be honest, no matter what. Hey, the Rams, that's a tough team. You can't beat them in L.A. That beautiful SoFi, the outside fountain. Man, I feel like I just want to, you know, take a dip in there, but you can't probably. NFC West, Cardinals, man. I'm going to say Cardinals, but then the Rams, Niners, Seahawks. I think it's between Rams and Cardinals. They play next weekend, by the way, so that's going to be very significant.
It's such a tough division. This is another division where all four teams are good. Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals, they could, I mean, they might have arrived, but I think the Rams are just, I think they're the number one team in the NFL. And the 49ers are not. I mean, they easily could have won that game.
Yeah.
The Packers are just, you know, they're also one of the top teams. So no shame in losing to the Packers. Seahawks are not bad either. So it's just a really tough division.
Seahawks are a strong 1-2 team.
Yes, definitely.
Doesn't look good on paper, but trust me, they're a good team. Metcalf, Lockett, those guys. But the Rams and Cardinals. Cooper Kupp, I mean, he might be the top receiver in the league right now.
I mean, he was good with Jared Goff, so it's great that he has that great connection with Stafford. Also, he's just good. He's just really good.
Is this a Stafford we all dreamed about?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's all we needed is, like, what's this guy going to do in a good situation? And we're finding out, and it's awesome.
Video game head coach Sean McVay making it happen in Los Angeles. Tonight, Monday Night Football, NFC East showdown, Eagles at the Cowboys. This is a bigger game than I thought, but this could determine who's the best team in the NFC East.
I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a shootout. And I think it's a flip a coin to see who wins. I don't know. I'm going to say Eagles.
Wow, that's a bold answer.
I believe in Jalen Hurts.
You said it out loud. I'm going to pick the Cowboys. Will we see more Zeke tonight or more Pollard?
Gosh, I hope so. I have Zeke on my fantasy team.
Everyone that has him says the same thing. I hope so.
Pollard is doing better than him right now so far this season. Yeah, what's going on there? I mean,
Is it a game plan decision? Is it Zeke not doing it? Like what's going on?
It's game plan. It has to be it.
Maybe, you know, maybe they discover something with Pollard.
Could be. It's I don't know, but
we'll find out tonight.
Get together, Cowboys. I need to win some games in fantasy football.
My friend, he has them both for his team, and he started him he started them both.
Interesting.
So, but he should have did Pollard. He should have started one of them. I don't think he should have started both. But
yeah, I don't think you should start both of them. At this point, you might start Pollard ahead of Zeke.
I would. That's what everyone's saying. Matthew Berry is saying start Pollard over Zeke. But
yeah, but
Zeke is one of those guys where you'll probably see him more throughout the season. Anyways. All right, that was Week 3. I liked it a lot. It's still not over. Got tonight, Monday Night Football. Definitely a game to pay attention. Want to see more of Dak and then, of course, some other key figures with Philadelphia. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the best cheeseburgers in Pittsburgh?
Best cheeseburgers is this place called Tesoro's. But
that sounds good.
Joey Bag of Donuts on Twitter, V7F. Basically, ever since yesterday, I may have a funeral for the Steelers. Let me put it that way.
Is it that bad?
It may be time that they might. This version of the Steelers, the Ben Roethlisberger era, might be over. So we might have to put them in a casket. It might be time to send Roethlisberger to an old folks home. I don't know, but it's bad. So follow me and I will complain about the Steelers.
Would you say that most Steeler fans are thinking the same as you are, or is it just you?
No, we've given up. Everybody, like, okay. I mean, even at the game, there were 10,000 no shows. So already people have given up.
10,000 no shows?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I don't.
I've never seen anything like that in Pittsburgh.
And, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to be diehards and all that stuff, but
I could have gone that day and find a ticket.
You could find a ticket. I'm actually selling some of my tickets. I don't want to be there anymore.
Well, anyways, you can definitely talk to Joe on Twitter on that, and you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter. So tonight's Monday Night Football. Looking forward to it. And wow, what a recap. Looking forward to Week 4. We're going to see the Patriots and the Bucks. I think it's the Bucks visiting the Patriots, so...
Here we go. The Tom Brady homecoming. Oh, boy.
The storyline.
Here we go. It's all we're going to hear about for the next 7 days is a Tom Brady homecoming. So let the hype begin.
Let the storyline. Let the ESPN 30 for 30 movies come out this week. All that. Anyways, Joe, always a pleasure.
Always. Thanks a lot, man.